Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talk about it. Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talk about it. Hood Talk Radio. We talk about it, they talk about it, we talk about it. Hood Talk Radio. We talk about it, they talk about it, we talk about it. Hood Talk Radio.
What the diggo, my nigga. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Max, you know what I'm saying? Right here, Hood Talk Radio. Cleveland on, you know what I'm saying? Still moving around, chatting some shit up. I know y'all hear all that noise in the background, but it's cool. We got shit we want to talk about tonight, man. I just, you know, last night I held my tongue, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't really watching the show, to so to speak, man, for anything other than something to talk about it. So from a critical standpoint, I will admit, you know what I'm saying, I was tripping for a second, but after a while, you know what I'm saying, I got the gist of the whole get down. And it didn't do nothing but make me say, man, this is some bullshit. Of course, y'all know I'm talking about your favorite show right now. Empire, you know what I'm saying? And I had the nerve, really, to not program a show on Wednesday night. And that's some shit, because y'all wanted to watch Empire. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. I know you would rather be entertained than enlightened or educated or motivated or anything of those things, because when we get off work, what we want to do? We want to sit down, we want to relax, and we want to educate our brains to the tunes of a cold beer or something. The news, maybe, you know what I'm saying? And the major news ain't really, you know, doing shit too much, man, but giving us some basics or some scripted shit anyway. You know, if y'all do studying like you're supposed to, then you would know these things, all right? But as it stands, man, that's why we here, Hood Talk Radio, Thursday Mix, Hood Mix, all depends on how you looking at it, you know what I'm saying? What I say is Hood Mix Thursday. You may say something totally different, all right? That's really up to you, how you want to do that. But I'm just trying my best to keep it 100 right here in Cleveland, Ohio. Varsity Music Studios. We are having some fun. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all want to join the conversation, it's cool. We'll be here for an hour, play a little bit of music, you know what I'm saying, talk some shit. On the roster tonight, man, you know, we're going to get into a little bit of the Tamir Rice case. My views and maybe some of your views on that. We're going to get into these Cleveland Browns out here. I'm not really watching the game. It's watching me, but it's on. So just keep tabs on, you know what I'm saying, what the fuck they doing. There's a guy out here in Cleveland that's giving some tickets away, for real. He will pay you to go and see the Cleveland Browns, you know what I'm saying? So he don't, I guess, just don't lose all his money. But that's cool. A little bit note out there, I don't know if a lot of y'all know this, but of course, you know, it's been said to me that there's millions of people out there that use the Clear devices, and if you haven't gotten an email, I think Friday or tomorrow night, standard time, it's either 6 o'clock or it's midnight, 12:01. I'm not certain. But I do know tomorrow, Clear devices will no longer work. Sprint bought them out. So That's pretty much that. And I ain't being paid by neither one of them. I'm just trying to give y'all some heads up, some shit, some fuckery. You know what I'm saying? These motherfucking big wigs is going again with our connections and, you know, shit of that nature, man, to help us function on the day. All right? A little bit of motivation, man. I want to talk to the fellas, you know, especially the older dudes, man. Y'all, it's time to stop acting like kids. Let the young shit go. You getting too old. When you start getting gray hair in your face, you know what I'm saying? Let dumb shit go, right? Right. All right, we're going to talk about that, too. And another thing we're going to talk about is empire. We're going to talk about just some different things tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of shit on my brain. I've been noticing a lot of things in all of the movies that we watch. The commercials coming on, they just getting, like, out of hand. So, straight up, one, we're going to play a little song right quick. And then I'll be back. Talk some shit, y'all. All right? 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in, man. Hood Talk Radio. Hood is Thursday. All right? This little whoop. Balling out.
I'm here, nigga. What y'all niggas want to do, man? This for all my niggas that's getting bread and balling hard. Hey, hey, balling hard and I'm doing me. Spending all of my jewelry. Real niggas, they fuck with me. Cause like MTV, the boy sucks. I'm free. Who is me? Everybody know. The bitch who cuffs is everybody ho. I done came over in a Range Rover and came on and you cuffed the hoe. My money long as a marathon. A gangster nigga like Farrakhan. Two guns is a pair of knives and they both stuck to my Levi's. Going hard. Kanye, eat you niggas. Entree. All about that gunplay and I let it rip. Runway, talk money when you talk to me. If it ain't about cash, I'ma talk for free. In the studios where I ought to be, cause the boy doing numbers like a lottery. Name one nigga that's hot as me. Going hard, obviously that white girl my property and I keep the green. Broccoli, balling hard and I'm living life. If it's worth it, I take the flight. Got the green and I got the white. These niggas trying to get hood strike. Balling hard and I'm living life. If it's worth it, I take the flight. Got the green and I got the white. These niggas trying to get hood strike. These niggas trying to get hood strike. These niggas trying to get hood strike. Got the green and I got the white. These niggas trying to get hood strike.
These niggas trying to get hood strike. These niggas trying to get hood strike. Got the green and I got the white. These niggas trying to get hood strike.
Hey, I'm a hood nigga on everything. Keep pounds of that Mary Jane. Living life, I can't complain. If I wanted to, I can make it rain. Assholes, I do my thing. Running through them like a choo-choo train. It's ridiculous, I can hear the chick and she coming back like a boomerang. My money long as an SUV. Swag sick like an STD. Testing niggas like the OGT and I do the fool like ODB. Notice me when I'm stepping through. Not the movie, but guess who? It's Young Boo with a 22, just us two. I don't need a clue. Niggas hate when you getting dope. That's the reason I'm getting okay. More. Don't call my phone if it's at the folks. I'm somewhere in that studio. Smoking weed on a turnpike. These niggas trying to earn strike. But ballin' hard, but ballin' hard, but ballin' hard. And I'm living life. Ballin' hard and I'm living life. If it's worth it, I take the flight. Got the green and I got the white. These niggas trying to get hood strike. Ballin' hard and I'm living life. If it's worth it, I take the flight. Got the green and I got the white. These niggas trying to get hood strike. These niggas trying to get hood strike. These niggas trying to get hood strike. Got the green and I got the white. These niggas trying to get hood strike.
These niggas trying to get hood strike. These niggas trying to get hood strike. Got the green and I got the white. These niggas trying to get hood strike.
Ballin' hard, got me cashing out. Got the game pregnant, I ain't pulling out. The grind no time and the money on time. I mix the lean up with the limit at a line. 100,000 when I'm taking trips. Overseas now I'm taking pics. Foreign hoes say they love my dick, but my foreign hoes got me making flicks. Holding hard like the song said. Selling water like the woo head. I got bread and I love head, but I got butter and I let it spread. Selling green and white, that's alright. If you mix it up, that's a fucking fight. You ain't making money, better think twice. You only got one chance, it's a live life. Sipping more wet, that's more sex. That's more eggs on the first jet. Nigga sweet, nigga cold tech. Got diamonds all in my Rolex. Moving weight like a Bowflex. Got money, nigga, that's no stress. But ballin' hard, but ballin' hard, but ballin' hard, I'm so fresh.
Ballin' hard and I'm living life. If it's worth it, I take the flight. Got the green and I got the white. These niggas trying to get hood strike. Ballin' hard and I'm living life.
if it's worth it, I'll take the flight. Got the green and I got the white. These niggas trying to get hood striped. These niggas trying to get hood striped. These niggas trying to get hood striped. Got the green and I got the white. These niggas trying to get hood striped.
These niggas trying to get hood striped. These niggas trying to get hood striped. Got the green and I got the white. These niggas trying to get hood striped.
Ballin' hard and living life. It's worth it. I take a flight. That's that little nigga. Little Wolf Cleveland Zone, man. Hood Talk Radio, Hood Loose Thursday. You know what I'm saying? We really just chopping it up. You know what I'm saying? Browns game watching me. Cat's been doing pretty good out here in the city, man. I'm not that I didn't expect that from them, but, you know, that's just how it be. And I've been watching a lot of videos, man. There's just so much bullshit going on. I really don't want to waste my time getting into who talking about what. But it is, and it has been, an ongoing investigation. And still, the Martin Luther King Jr. assassination. All right, man, this shit is crazy. Out here in Cleveland, you know what I'm saying, the Ohio period, we done had these debacles and all this race or whatever you want to call it issue is what the term they used for this legalization of marijuana process that done kicked off. I want y'all to understand something out here, man. It's a lot of shit that's going on with this marijuana process, man. Really, just say weed, you know what I'm saying? We don't even fucking marijuana, all right? We need textbooks, all right? Most people smoke weed, a lot of people don't. You know, there's a lot of people who don't like it, they don't like the smell of it. Some people don't smoke weed, cigarettes, miles, nothing, they don't drink. You know, we look at them like, oh, you square, there's none other, boo, 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 boo. But because they choose not to put nothing else in their bodies, you know, we look down on them. And they look down on us at the same time. We just judgmental people. You know what I'm saying? You don't smoke? Wow, what the fuck wrong with you? You smoke? Oh, what the fuck wrong with you? So it's one of those, you know, back and forth things, man. But the whole point and the thing that bothered me the most was with all the other issues that were on the ballots, why the fuck was the marijuana issue the number one topic? It was talked about. It's still being talked about. The fucking... It was yes on two and no on three. Okay, so three lost. What happened to two? Nobody talking about that. We don't know what the fuck happened to issue two. Issue three lost, but they ain't talking about issue two either. And everybody can agree, and I agree with most of the people that I've been hearing, all of these other talk shows and shit that I listen to, man, the people talking about how it would have did better if they hadn't put the recreational use part of the marijuana thing in there. You know what I'm saying? Then it was a monopoly. You had all these rich motherfuckers that was out there. They had millions to spend to invest to get this legislature on the books, to get it on the ballot so that people can, you know, vote on it or cast their opinion. But at the same motherfucking time, dude, they wasn't really coming up with no kind of way. Yeah, it was going to give Ohio, you know, tax dollars, but what, they was going to open up 1,000 stores, maybe 10 stores in the city or 2 stores in the city, you know what I mean, which is not going to allow nobody else like you or me, you know what I'm saying, to open up a motherfucking dispensary. We won't be able to tap into that market, you know what I'm saying? Now, I had the view that even if they didn't, if they had legalized it, so forth on the issue two part of, even if they had one with the issue two agenda for us poor people and black people who got all these Arabs in our communities, and that's not to take nothing away, but we didn't already became their staples. They eating good because of us. You know what I'm saying? And now they own all the gas stations. They own you know, the little deli stores and mom and pop stores. There ain't no more mom and pop stores. You know what I'm saying? I'm surprised the motherfuckers ain't got into the secondhand shit. I've seen a couple air mechanic shops too popping up. Heard they do good work, by the way. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not using the word or the term air negatively either. Let me put a disclaimer out there. Because as I was growing up, when I grew up, this is all, hey, mom, auntie, they go down to the air store, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of political shit that's going on. We would not be able to sell no weed in our own neighborhoods. The air would have to sell it to us. They own the liquor stores. When we go to the stores, we can get our hair and buy some tennis shoes, you know, our shell, cigarettes, beer, wine, drink, chips, pop, candy, cookies, play a number, cash a check, and in certain spots, you can pay your motherfucking bills and walk out of one spot, had it. You know what I'm saying? Now you got to do is catch up with the weed, man. But on everything, y'all, the Arabs was came out even fatter because everybody's so weak. All right? So y'all think about that bullshit before they come. And it is some motherfucking downfalls to legalizing weed. See out here in Cleveland. I don't know what y'all motherfuckers got to deal with in y'all city, but in our city, we got to deal with a lot of dumb motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? So, we're going to get into this song by Keezo. This is the bottom bitch right here. Hood Talk Radio, Hood Mix Thursday night. Boy, back. Right back.
image. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. You hear the harp strings that play behind me. That means royalty. We built a legacy. All hail Caligula. Leave that fool alone. He settled for Rome. The whole world's our throne. Armor of God, plus a flaming sword. Shield of justice for this overlord. Commercial rapper will never be a match. I built this empire. It was built from scratch. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. When I first started, they laughed at me hard. But I made the news, blessed with awards. Black on black crime, we're on the front line. For Trayvon, 137 times. From Blog Talk to Voice It, I run through. You're electrifying, you'll still lose. 5,000 saw me rap at CSU. Faith, hope, and love event, huh, where were you? I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. The Conqueror. Thanks those with Dynasty. Tech Record, Silk, EP, SOTC, Hood Tunes Radio. Live at the Foundry, covering Squish Fam CD release. Where's the beef sequel? Giving interviews. That's right, we covered OPN 2. We post videos showing we run this. November 5th, huh? Remember Ernest Smith.
I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. We doing it. We doing it.
What?
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 Wouldn't you like to be if you knew? Wouldn't you like to be?
Yes, sir. That was E-Max with Al Porter Jr. and Conquered. You know what I'm saying? Well, Al Porter Jr. featuring E-Max. You know what I'm saying? 646-478-0544. Hood Talk Radio, Hood Mix Thursday, man. We're doing what we do usually on Wednesday night, but we're doing it on Thursday night, man. I got a lot of emails and shit for some new music that we'll be putting up for this weekend. Camaraderie, got some guys from Cuba, gave me a CD. We're going to see what they up to. Load that up. Of course, y'all know we got some more new shit from Kizo. And, of course, you know, we going to keep it real, keep it raw. Right here at Hood Talk Radio, man, Cleveland Zone. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Max Timmons, man. I want to send a shout-out to Boarding Versus Radio, Miss Contagious, Miss Nick in here, everybody out there in Texas. Hope y'all doing all right with that crazy-ass weather. But it's funny, because when you talk to people in other states where, you know, they saying shit is all fucked up, it's like, well, it ain't over here. And that's crazy. But that's just the way it is, you know what I'm saying? We got to just check on shit, man. Make sure it's true. and I'm on YouTube, y'all might want to get, like I say, man, just check some shit. Go on YouTube, check out a lot of shit. You know, because like I said, man, sometimes you will see on the news and shit about some shit is going down in Houston, Texas, and you talk to your people in Houston, Texas, and they like, it ain't shit going on around here. You know what I mean? So it kind of make you wonder, you know, what they really putting out there to us. You know what I'm saying? We'll figure that shit out. But thank you all very much that listen online. I know the game is on. Like, y'all motherfuckers like this nigga talking. The motherfucking game is on. But that's all right, man. I'm going to say what the fuck I got to say. We're going to keep that motherfucking weed conversation going on. You know what I mean? Maybe somebody will call and we can chop it up together. 646-478-0944. This is Creeping. It's called by a little young dude, Young Digital. All right,
call again. I need call by Young. Call again. No trouble. 600 on right. Mont. 600 on Mont. Apartment 4 open 9 on line. Anyhow, the unit at 2 high incident 1779 and RD 457.
to how I plan to stay on the move, keep it smooth, and try to keep my distance from crews. They wanna tell me how to do my thing and to rap, but I'm a old school vet that ain't fell off yet. So in my mind, it's all lyrical treats. Sync it up to a beat, get it out on the street so they can taste it. Cause once they get a hit, then they hook. Consumers look, why shady promoters book? But I'ma do my best to try to stay in the wind. Keep a pen in my hand as I reach to extend the whole movement. Even though it's slow at times, I do my best to perfect every lyric and line. So when it's mine, you know it's all feel given. Chicken soup for the soul is the vibe that I'm giving. And how I'm living, it's just a part of the plan. I'm out here trying to do the best that I can.
I often wish that I could save everyone, but I'm a dreamer. I can save everyone, but I'm a dreamer. But I'm a dreamer. But I'm a dreamer. I often wish that I could save everyone, but I'm a dreamer. But I'm a dreamer. But I'm a dreamer. I often wish that I could save everyone. I often wish that I could save everyone.
I'm keeping up with the baseline, so I'm never losing my pace. Life's a race where every few will see first place, but I'ma grind hard till I get that win. Cook that underground crack for the DJ to spin if I intend. Cause I can't feel no less. Get my best, staying fresh with every mic that I bless. So when it's on, you know it's popping for show. Hit the studio and try to give you something that's dope so you can bang it strong. We you off in that zone, no place like home, bouncing stones off the side of your dome for you ever blown. Cause I gotta be me, a whole world of unity, that will be something to see. But in the meantime, I guess I have to get what I got. Keep it hot, make it pop, every time that I rock. To have the best of life, it's just a part of the plan. I'm out here, trying to do the best that I can.
I often wish that I could save everyone, but I'm a dreamer. But I'm a dreamer, but I'm a dreamer. I often wish that I could save everyone, but I'm a dreamer. But I'm a dreamer. I can save everyone, but I'm a dreamer, but I'm a dreamer, but I'm a dreamer. I often wish that I could save everyone. I often wish that I could save everyone. I often wish that I could save everyone, but I'm a dreamer, but I'm a dreamer, but I'm a dreamer. I often wish that I could save everyone, but I'm a dreamer, but I'm a dreamer, but I'm a dreamer. I often wish that I could save everyone, but I'm a dreamer.
Damn, that's the story of my motherfucking life. I often wish that I could save everyone, but I'm a dreamer. But I'm a dreamer. Yeah. I just be like putting shit out here, man, for motherfuckers to try to get a grasp on some things. You know what I'm saying? You ever had a feeling that, you know, some shit just ain't right, but you ain't figured it out yet? Yeah, I feel like that, man, sometimes, you know what I mean? I do a lot of documentaries and shit of that nature, and I hear shit, and there's just so many things going on right now as far as, like, organizing and trying to, you know, do some things around the house and the studio and work on this motherfucking CD that everybody waiting on, man. I'm saying, you know, I very rarely get to take notes that much, so I try to engrave shit into my memory, and it really serves no purpose until I see some shit. Like, it's funny to me how all of these motherfucking commercials, they all talking about new world this, new global this, global that. I mean, you know, how far around the world do we have to get before we understand that we are living in a real live hostile takeover? When I say a hostile takeover, I mean a hostile takeover. You know what I'm saying? So we got to be careful as people, you know what I mean, out here in the land, in the city. Really do, man, because our... What the hell is going on with my... No, we just going straight to my contacts. Damn, they crazy. As people, man, we have to be a little bit more careful about the things that we believe and shit like that, because, hey, the way things is now, we will be in trouble if we continue to go on the path that we're going on, you know? We pay not attention to nothing, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucking police is bewildered right now because, well, so far we ain't really heard about motherfuckers killing each other, but shit is still out there. You know what I mean? They ain't really, it just, how it just stopped all of a sudden. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck was that about? You know, you had all the bullshit going on with these gangs in our hood, and then all of a sudden, just like, ting, go. We still got to watch the fuck out. You know, it's getting ready to be cold. We didn't have our Indian summer. Weather's about to change on niggas, and we getting ready to do some changes, too. I don't think this shit ain't affecting your motherfucking your attitudes and all of that shit. For real, it is, though. You know what I mean? I want y'all to listen to this track right here called Games. Just something for y'all to listen to, man, to think. Think about the world you're in right now, man, all that shit you're going to do. Save yourself. Well, you mentioned this, man. I'm going to get that back. Yes, sir. That's that shit right there, man. You know what I'm saying? It was real cool to do that track. 646-478-0944. I want to say thank you to everybody out there listening to the show online. You know, y'all keep my numbers up. Normally, you notice that we are on Wednesday nights. But, of course, you know, y'all favorite show's on. And speaking of which, I wonder how many of y'all paid attention to some dumb shit that happened on Empire last night. I know, you know, y'all gonna act like I'm hating. But I'm not hating. You know what I'm saying? It's just that I noticed some things in the production. It could have just been the writing, but everybody went along with it because it seemed like the right thing to do. The part where the boys got kidnapped, okay, and after they tied him up, they turned around, ain't nobody watching him. He done wriggled his way out of his head mask, and so now he can see who his kidnappers are, all right? And now that he can see who his kidnappers are, he tied up his hands behind his back. And what does he do? He started talking shit. Now, I don't know about you, but some motherfuckers had me like that, and they had guns and all this shit, man. Being a little bit smart, I think I would, like, just, like, shut the fuck up and see how I might be able to get away. They were slipping already, first of all. They were slipping already, not having nobody watching the nigga. So they changed their clothes. They had all their identifying tattoos and shit on. Okay? He came out the little head mask. I don't know. I didn't see no where they drugged him or none of that shit. But they sure beat him up. Packed him over the head with a gun, basically. And then all of a sudden, it was like the two brothers came in, and they kicked mom to the curb, told mom and dad, get the fuck out, because this was some shit that they had to deal with their little brother. You know what I'm saying? I was like, dang, what the fuck? You know, that shit. You know, brother shit. So mom sat there drinking on her shit, you know, her little wine, whatever she was drinking on. And, like, you know, they wasn't talking to her, too. And when she realized they was talking to her, too, then that's when she decided to go ahead and get on out the room. And the little brothers, you know, they all had their little powwow together and shit, you know what I'm saying, which made little brother okay. I guess so. You know what I mean? It was crazy to me because it took those two to have a moment. But did y'all notice that they were standing in this, a triangle with three heads together? Alright? Well, y'all think about that shit for a minute. When we clap from this music break, we're going to get a little bit more into that Empire shit, all right? This is your boy, Max Image, man. That's our radio, Hood Mix Thursday. Just waiting on you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That right there was waiting on you by your boy, Max Amish, man. Instrumental for y'all. He's like to rap. I got a question for y'all, especially to the people out here in Cleveland Heights. East Cleveland, Cleveland. Cuyahoga County, really, everybody that can really reach out and touch and, you know, come around the corner and holler at a nigga. That type of shit. I've been watching the news coverage of Tamir Rice's mom. Okay? A lot of the things that's coming out of her mouth, you can tell from her attorneys. But the thing that I'm most concerned with about this is that the deeper and the more blown up this situation gets, which, by the way, I don't feel is really an issue about how much coverage it gets. It's about her being tired of this shit. You know what I mean? You can see it in her eyes, man. She really is tired of this shit. You know, and then just had this little meeting with Hillary Clinton. And there was nothing really positive that could be said about it, because basically what I got out of her comments was that it was really a bunch of bullshit, you know what I'm saying? She ain't gonna make no comments or nothing until, you know, she see whether or not Miss Clinton does anything. Which y'all know, we don't. Yes, I'm hood. I'm eating me a sandwich on the air. They'll be glad I ain't eating pizza. Because if I was eating pizza, I'd be licking my fingers and all that shit, you know what I mean? But I'm not. So, back to what I was saying. I don't think she want to do this shit. And the reason why I don't think she want to do this shit is because if you look at her eyes, man, you can tell she ain't trying to do this shit. It's making her tired. You know, she a big lady. I don't know if she, you know, got back to work or is even able to live a normal lifetime, but you see her. Look at her eyeballs, man. Look at her demeanor. Listen to her voice, you know. She really want to let her son, you know, die and be buried. I understand she can justice at the same time, but I honestly believe our legal team is pushing her into some ways that she is really not wanting to go. We only human. You know, when we lose our loved ones, this is a hard ass thing. You know what I'm saying? It's real. But when they get to the point that the media got to get involved, man, it starts, I think, so. You know what I mean? Heads got a role, but it ain't got to be an expensive. The love, you know what I'm saying? For real. Now, I'm not watching the Browns game, but you know, I just wanted to say that. You know what I'm saying? Condolences to the young man, to the family, to his mom. But I really just think she's tired. She's tired of this shit. And she's ready to live her life. So y'all let the lady live. You know my life. Help her get some sympathy for losing her son. Make rest in peace. Thank you.
should do this, he you do this, whatever that move when you do this, make them do this, make them do this. Move when you do this, when you do this, when you do this, maximum smooth when you do this, when you do this, when you do this, easy smooth when you do this, max you do this.
White boy wasted, rimming my baby, Hennessy crazy, chewing pills lately, get money like the 80s, cocaine crazy, for your niggas hating, turn up you niggas face.
I'm going hard with the Henny, hard with the Remy, mix it with the rosé, pour that shit a cold cake, I'm so geeked up, I can't feel my face, can't believe I let this shit get the best of me, I be white boy wasted. But I don't fuck with Miley. Catch me off that furley. I'm in your bitch vibe. Trapping what I do. Fuck your hoes, just a hobby. Take them to the spot, they going hard off the ride. Then it's back to counteract. Then it's back to down the pack. In and out the fucking trap. In and out that fucking leg. Money coming like the 80s. Point 8 for 80. The streets got me. So it's fuck you, baby.
White boy wasted. Rimming my baby. Hennessy crazy. Chewing pills lately. Get money like the 80s. Cocaine crazy. But your niggas hating. Turn up, you niggas faking. Baby, white boy wasted. Rimming my baby, Hennessy crazy, chewing pills lately, get money like the 80s, cocaine crazy, but your niggas hating, turn up you niggas faking,
now turn up,
turn up, yup, we turn up, we smoking on that strong, everybody burn one, heavy on that Henny and Remy just pull up, these niggas faking, I'm trying to say, don't bring your hoes around us, my niggas flipping keys, we rolling off them beans, might catch a sip and lean, like what the fuck you mean, my pocket's filled with green, up money on your team, I sold a lot of things, I pulled a lot of jeans, this smoke some powder green, like what the fuck you mean, everybody's a fiend, that's what the future seems, even the college dean, just know we shot with me, I'm off in every scene, oh screaming look at him,
we be white boy wasted, rimming our baby, Hennessy crazy, chewing pills lately, get money like the 80s, cocaine crazy, but your niggas hating, turn up you niggas faking, we be white boy wasted, rimming our baby, Hennessy crazy, chewing pills lately, get money like the 80s, cocaine crazy, but your niggas hating, turn up you niggas faking,
now turn
white
up,
white boy wasted, whipping up them babies, hers got me lazy, my DJ going crazy, Hennessy wasted, turn up y'all niggas faking, I'm up y'all need to face it, I'm running through them bases, been chewing pills lately, them red monkeys crazy, these bitches we ain't saving, they good for catching babies, cocaine crazy, got chickens from the Navy, get money like the 80s, I'm sipping on that Remy, rolling up that strong, yeah my money clone, yeah my money long, got them geekers on my phone, make it hard to go home, I be whipping, 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 till it's locked on the zone, I'm in the end zone, we be white boy wasted, rimming our baby, Hennessy crazy, chewing pills lately, get money like the 80s, cocaine crazy, but your niggas hating, turn up you niggas faking, we be white boy wasted, rimming our baby, Hennessy crazy, chewing pills lately, get money like the 80s, cocaine crazy, but your niggas hating, turn up you niggas faking,
now turn up,
turn up.
Well, Cleveland is at 3. Cincinnati is at 14, man. Uh-huh. Yeah. All right, well, that's the show for tonight. I'm going to let y'all motherfuckers go ahead and chew the fuck out. Know what I'm saying? Relax for the rest of the night. I ain't going to do shit. Sit here and chill out, man. You know what I'm saying? Laugh at the rest of this Brown gang. Now, I hope y'all have a good ass time. Don't forget, tune in tomorrow night, man. 9 o'clock, Hood Tunes ready to go. Tomorrow night. You know what I'm saying? It's 10 seconds to go, and we about to go. It's your boy, E-Max Image, man. And I'm the fuck out of here. Peace.